I like that. Madonna and Beautiful Stranger, Dave Monk, BBC Essex. And I've been looking forward to this all day, actually, because I'm going to introduce you to somebody now who is going to change our lives. He's going to change your life. He's going to change my life. Because we're going to learn how to draw a comic strip live on air. My next guest is an artist in residence, or artist in residence at First Sight in Colchester. And they're going to be having a masterclass this weekend on how to draw comics. David Bailey. David Bailey!
I know, it's a burden.
I'm sorry, but I can't help it.
Thanks so much for having me on, it's brilliant.
It's really nice.
I'm really excited.
Thank you. Now, how do you start drawing a comic strip? Because this is a practical lesson we're going
to
do here, isn't
Everyone at home has to draw one as well, so get a bit of paper. You've got 5 seconds before we start, so right. Get a bit of paper and a pen. And the brilliant thing about comics is that's all you need, a bit of paper and a pen.
Right, bit of paper and a pen, okay? A4, and you're going to do it horizontally, what's
you
it
can do it any way you
landscape
want.
Landscape or?
Yeah, landscape. Well, we're going to do it landscape.
Right, okay.
And first of all, we need you to come up with a character.
Character. Now, we did actually discuss this very briefly during Madonna. And you reckon a superhero.
Superhero,
is
someone with an interesting superpower.
Right, an interesting superpower. And I came up with the idea of Nose Man, because I have I've got quite a big hooter. And I thought, well, if you have Nose Man. Nose Man! No, it's not.
We've got
sexy,
a theme tune as well.
Yeah, Nose Man. And when Nose Man needs to help people, his nose turns into the thing that he needs
this is
to
it.
Help.
Yep.
Yeah. So if Nose Man needs to fly, his nose turns into a propeller with a couple of wings sticking out of it. If Nose Man needs to bury in the earth,
yeah,
it becomes a big screw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a shovel.
Or a shovel. Like, big nose.
Getting right
nose
in there.
Man.
Nose shovel.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Good.
That's okay.
So what's going to happen in this story? I've already drawn 3 boxes. We call them panels in the business.
Right, panels. Everybody's got to do that, haven't they?
Everyone's got to draw 3 square boxes, and you can put them anywhere you want, but I've made them roughly the same size. And what we're going to do is, so your story is Nose Man. I reckon it has to be a bit of romance in there, maybe a love interest. But
well, who's going to love Nose Man with a big ooter?
You said his nose is based on yours. I bet you're a hit with the ladies.
Anyway,
it went
on.
Quiet. So, in the first panel,
yeah,
he has to face a problem is presented to him.
Right.
In the second panel, his nose comes into action, and in the third panel, he solves the problem.
Right. Okay.
So let's think about this.
So come on, what can the problem? And do this at home. You know, try this at home. Get your superhero or whatever. So we've got a problem to start with. Nose Man sees. No, I don't want to cat up the tree. They did that in Superman, didn't they?
Yeah.
Come on, help me out on this.
Yeah. Well, I like the propeller idea. Why would they need the propeller? He needs to catch someone who's dropping.
I've got it. Somebody is stuck abroad after the ash cloud.
We're done. Yeah. Fantastic.
They're stuck abroad, and Nose Man comes to the rescue to rescue them.
This is the love interest, isn't it? She's stuck abroad. They've got a hot date.
No.
You're not.
I'm helping them out here.
Ah.
This is a real story, actually. The poor lady today who was going to have her wedding today, but it's had to be cancelled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because her parents are over in the Maldives. They're actually flying back at the moment. But how about if Nose Man had the superpower that he could fly over to the Maldives,
mm-hmm.
pick parents up and bring them back to Essex so that the lady could get married today? Wouldn't
fantastic.
That be great?
That's fantastic. We're drawing that now.
Okay, let's go. But I'm useless.
Anyone can draw. Anyone can draw.
How?
It's very simple. You picture it in your head and you think about it. That's all it is. And when you draw something once, you'll be able to draw it again forever. Trust me on this.
Give me an example, because I just try so hard to draw, and I
everyone
cannot
can draw.
Do it.
Yeah, the trick of it is you make it as simple as it needs to be for you to draw it.
Right.
So Nose Man, all Nose Man needs to be is a man with a nose.
Right.
There you
so
go.
So you've just drawn.
I've just drawn a very
line.
Simple head. So like a. What's that like?
It's like a hook, isn't it?
Like a hook, and then a bump for the nose, and then straight down. So it's like a fire hydrant.
Right, yep.
Is that right?
Yes.
Then a circle for the eye and a straight line for the mouth.
Look, you're an artist, and even that you've made to look right. If I did that, it would just look useless.
Come on. There is the pen. There's the pen.
All right, okay.
So Nose Man in the first panel.
Yeah, Nose Man. So I try and do it too slow, you see. Right, Nose Man.
That's looking good.
Okay.
That's looking good.
Bump for the nose.
Bump for the nose. That's a nice little understated nose. That's good, and because then it'll be an even bigger surprise when it transforms.
I've drawn my nose. Are you doing this? I hope you're getting the chance to do this. Right, nose man.
Nose man. And maybe, how does he find out that the parents are trapped in the Maldives? Has someone phoned them?
No, he's heard it on the radio.
On the radio.
Because he gets all his information. Nose man gets all his information on a radio. So
which radio station?
BBC Essex, funnily enough.
Smart guy.
Yeah. And so we're going to square off a radio.
Yeah.
Is this all right?
That's fantastic.
So with a thing on the top.
How we get sound into the comet? You use a speech bubble.
Yep.
Dead easy. It's a round balloon with a wee tail. Everyone's seen a speech bubble.
So, yep, speech bubble.
So you write the words first.
Oh.
Write the words first? No, that's good. But write the words first. So what's it going to say?
Couple stuck in Maldives. Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, wedding in trouble or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wedding in trouble, yeah.
This is brilliant. Dave's taking so much care over it.
Well, I'm taking this seriously.
This is a real piece of work. I'm loving it.
Seriously, yeah, go on.
So maybe a little light bulb above his head.
Yeah.
Oh, I like his ear.
Yeah.
That's good.
Light bulb. Yeah.
And that's it. See, you've got the comic language already in your head. The wee lines coming off the light bulb to say it's flashing.
Yep.
The second panel has to be the propeller. He's in the air.
So nose man, once again, it's a hook over the top.
Yep. So he's slightly at an angle because he's flying.
All right. I've got a hook. I've got him flying. The trouble is he's at an angle now where it's got to be the top of his head. Could it be the top of his head, man?
Yeah.
All right.
I've got another idea. Yeah.
So big nose man, and his nose has got huge like that. You see, right? He's got a huge nose now, and there's his little mouth there, and from his nostrils, he's got jets coming out.
Oh, fantastic!
How about that?
Oh, that's even better. That's brilliant and easier to draw than a propeller.
Yes. Maybe he could have a propeller on the top of his head.
I love it. And then maybe a thought bubble. I'm nose man to save the day.
Right. Nose man. So I hope you're doing this at home.
I'm going to be so disappointed if there aren't hundreds of comics being produced as we speak.
Right. And
the final panel has to be triumphant. Nose man at the wedding with happy parents, and the bride is overjoyed.
Right, so
that's quite a lot of drawing.
Yeah. So there's bride and groom.
I tell you what, you've really got this down. This is brilliant.
Yeah, I've reverted to stick men now.
Stick men are the best way to draw a comic.
Really?
Absolutely. That's what I mean. You have to make it as simple as it needs to be, and stick men look fantastic.
And this is honestly the way to do it.
You don't need any particular artistic skill.
But how?
You bring your own talent to the game.
But yours looks like an artist has done it. Mine looks like a complete dork.
These are the same drawings. It's a confidence issue.
It really?
Yeah, I'm telling you. If you come to the masterclass tomorrow, if you were to phone First Sight and book in the masterclass, I would convince you that you're an artist.
And anybody can do this.
But it's
the story as well, isn't it? You've got to have
the story. Everyone's good. Everyone tells stories. You tell stories in the pub, you tell stories at home. So you've already got the storytelling skills. You just need the confidence to put it down in paper.
And what will you be doing at the masterclass? How will this work?
I'll be doing this, but taking hours to do it.
good.
teaching the basics of the craft, how to tell a story using panels, frames, speech balloons, bubbles, using body language. And telling a convincing story on the page.
How do you draw body language?
Well, you've got nose man. He's thinking things, but it becomes even more convincing if you can pose him. If he looks like he's really thinking that or really saying that.
Yeah.
And it's more. I had a drop-in session with some kids a couple of weeks ago, and I had them acting out. Because they draw a happy face, draw a sad face. Yeah, and they act so while their partner was doing the face, you should see these faces. While the partner's doing the face, one of them draws and learns how to draw facial expressions. So the eyebrows go up, surprised. Eyebrows go down, bit cross. Is that a cross face?
That's an I feel slightly ill face, I think. Yeah. So you've got two sessions, haven't you?
Two sessions. I've got one for teenagers and then one for older ones. I think you've got the numbers.
I've got the figures 11, here.
11 till 1,
yeah.
And then 2 till 4, I think, are the two sessions.
Right, so 11 till 1 is for 12 to 16, right? I might as well tell you, might not.
Yeah, really. Could you? Because
yeah. 11.
Yeah, what am
12,
I doing tomorrow?
Are you going, 12 to 16-year-olds, that's between 11 and 1 at... Where is it?
It's First Light, which is 4 to 6 Shortwire Street. It's the Queen Street end of Shortwire Street.
Right.
It's the loveliest street in Colchester.
And the second session is for 16+, and that takes place between 2 and 4.
We've already got some names down for that. You have to pre-book this, so phone up First Light.
Right.
Someone's going to write... while someone's writing the number on the window... Oh, here we go.
That's the one. Is that the number? Is that the number down the bottom?
I bet it is, yeah. So if you call...
Come back to me. 01206 577 06... I might as well have done this myself.
Oh.
01206 577 067 if you'd like to book in for this. Helpline will have the number.
The brilliant, yes. And we've already got some names down tomorrow. Don't be scared, no matter what the age. We've already got a lady who's 76 coming in for the second masterclass tomorrow. So the second masterclass, I think the youngest one we've got is... 20, oldest 176. Everyone can draw comics, I promise.
Fabulous. David, great to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I might even give it a go. And tomorrow you will take over the world.
Nose man.
See, everybody wants to rule the world.